It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Now we're in the book of John in chapter 10, and Jesus has been speaking to the Jews, and he's been telling them that he is the shepherd. He is the one who knows his sheep. They know him. They follow him. And he goes on to talk to these people and let them know that he is the Savior, that he is God. But they wanted to stone him because they said that he was trying to make himself equal with God. Well, he is God, but they did not recognize this. And they started talking about the things that he had done, and they did not recognize the fact that he was doing these things because he was from God. And Jesus, in verse 37 of chapter 10 of John, says, "If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though you believe not me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him." I remind you once again that the Jews seek after signs, and this is what they were doing. They were seeking after signs. Well, Jesus showed them things. He did the things that they needed to see. The Jews wanted to see a sign, and Jesus gave them more than one sign, but they simply would not believe. Because we go back and we look, and they kept telling him, "We be of our father Abraham. We don't need anything from you, Jesus. We don't need anything from you because we've been born into the family of Abraham." Well, they needed to be born into the family of God instead of the family of Abraham. They were descendants of Abraham, but they needed to know Jesus as Lord and Savior to be born into the family of God. Verse 39, John 10, "Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand." They had sought to kill him several times now, as we've been reading, but each time Jesus would get away from them. And Jesus would get away from them because we also read that it was not his time. In other words, it was not time for him to die. There was a specific time when Jesus knew and the Father knew that he would go to the cross and give his life for mankind. He died for everybody. But it's sad that everybody will not trust him, that everybody will not go to heaven, many people simply refuse, just as these Jews, they did not believe, they would not receive Jesus as Savior. They would not listen. Verse 40. Remember now, he had escaped and went away again beyond Jordan into the place where John at first baptized, and there he abode. And many resorted unto him and said, "John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true." And many believed on him there. Well, just as today, there are many people who do not believe. There's many people who actually make fun of Jesus. There's many people today who do not want to believe. Oh, everybody wants to go to heaven. People just simply do not want to take Jesus as Lord and Savior. Therefore, we who are saved and those people who have taken him as Savior and we have believed, therefore, we need to keep telling these unbelievers, the people who have never trusted Christ, we need to keep telling them about Jesus' love. They refused him. He still loves them. He still wants them to know him as Savior. And therefore, we need to be telling them. The Bible says that we are ambassadors for the Lord, that we've been given a specific thing to do while we're on this earth as saved people, and that is to represent the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Can you imagine that? A Christian, a person who has trusted Christ, has not only been saved from the depths of hell and the lake of fire, they've not only been saved from that, but they've been given the great opportunity of serving the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The God, the only God, the Creator, the one who sustains the creation, the one who is the Savior of the world. We are serving Him, and we've been given that great opportunity as saved people. Well, chapter 10, once again, and many reported unto him and said, John did so, did no miracle. But all things that John spake of this man were true. They're speaking of Jesus. Everything that John said about Jesus was true, they're saying. And many believed on him there. That's the reason you and I, as saved people, as the ambassadors, we need to be telling people about Jesus. And once the Holy Spirit deals with that heart, they have a decision to make. They will either receive Christ as Savior or they will not. They will either trust him in order to go to heaven, or they will go their way and die and go to a devil's hell. Well, this reminds me that Jesus, all the miracles and everything that he did, people got saved, but there were still those who did not get saved. Well, today, as we go forth as saved people to bring the word of God to those people in this world, there will be people who do not believe us. There's going to be people who will even make fun of us. And, you know, Jesus, although he is the Savior, he is God, there was people who did not believe him when he was speaking directly with them and showing them signs and wonders. Well, is it any wonder that people today will not believe us? And we're representing the same Jesus who did these signs and miracles back in the New Testament as we read. But there are those people who are not going to believe us. And I would encourage you today, you as a saved person, do not get discouraged. Keep giving out the word of God. Keep telling people that Jesus saves, that he loves them, and that he wants them to go to heaven. But when a person refuses to listen, when that person, they may even make fun of you. That's something that we don't know who's going to receive Jesus and who's not going to receive Jesus. But we need to keep telling them about Jesus Christ. They ridiculed him, and they will ridicule us on occasion, but we should not stop giving out the plan of salvation to those people in this world who need Jesus as Savior. Jesus didn't stop. He kept going. It wasn't his time to die, we've read in John chapter 10. It wasn't his time to go to the cross, so what did he do? He kept preaching. He kept telling people about they needed to know him as Lord and Savior. They needed to know God. Verse 11 of John, chapter 11 of John says, now a certain man was named, was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, and whose brother Lazarus was sick. Now here's a man we're reading about here who had gotten sick. And his sisters Mary and Martha. This man got sick. And now we're going to read something here that Jesus would do and things that he would not do. And verse 3 says, therefore his sisters, that's Lazarus' sisters, sent unto Jesus, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. Now, by that, I understand that Jesus loved Lazarus. Not only does he love everybody in the world, but there seemed to be a special bond between the Lord, Lazarus, and his sisters here, Lazarus' sisters. Well, they sent to the Lord, and they said, he's sick. Lazarus is sick. Verse 4, when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now, when we read something like this, we realize that something is about to take place, that Jesus Christ is going to be glorified out of what is happening here. Verse 5, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. He loved these people. He loved this home where he was worshipped, where Jesus was worshipped. Now, that's not the reason that he loved these people. He loved them before the foundation of the world, the Bible teaches us. He loved everybody before the foundation of the world. And he was to come into this world, and it was made clear that it was decided he would come into this world before the foundation of the world. So he loved these people, not because they loved him. He loved them. He loved them first. Verse 6, when he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, when Lazarus was sick, he abode 2 days still. Well, why didn't he go immediately and go to see Lazarus? Well, it says he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that, saith he to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. Well, notice what his disciples said here. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Well, Jesus had been threatened many times up to this point with death, but it was not his time. And I remind you of this. It was not his time to die because there was a time when he would have his work finished on this earth, and then it would be time for him to go back to the Father. Well, verse 9, Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. A person does not have the light of life within him without Jesus Christ. Now, we've read this. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the life of the world. He is the life. He's the life giver. A person needs the light of Jesus Christ. Jesus is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. He guides us once we've trusted him as Savior. But notice, people walk in the darkness because they do not know Jesus Christ. Verse 11, these things said he, and after that he saith unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Well, these apostles, people gathered around, they didn't understand exactly what Jesus was saying here. Lazarus was sick, and Jesus said that he's sleeping. Well, then said his disciples in verse 12, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. If a person is sleeping, that means they're gaining their strength back. They're doing what the body needs. They're getting their rest. Verse 13, howbeit Jesus spake of his death. Jesus said he's sleeping, but he was speaking about Lazarus as being dead. But this they thought he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. They thought he was talking about just natural sleep. And verse 14, then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. He just came out with it. He said, okay, you're not paying attention. Lazarus is dead. Verse 15, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Jesus said, had he been there, then he could have been healed. He would not have died. But then you would not listen. You would not believe. He said, well, nevertheless, let us go unto him. And verse 16, then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him. If you go back and read the scripture we just came through here, they had warned him. They said, look, you know, people want to kill you where you're going. And well, he was determined to go there, and his disciples thought he was going to die, because they said, then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us go also that we may die with him. He said, let's go with him. If he's going to die, let's go ahead and die with him. He was saying he's our Lord, and we need to do what he wants us to do. Trust Jesus today as your Savior. If you do not know him, ask him to come into your heart, even right now.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.